Still, don't forget you can tune us in on the internet anywhere in the world, your iPhone, iPod Touch, at ESPNRadio1280.com. And we do need to thank our sponsors, the Inn at Avila Beach and Avila La Fonda Hotels, for being a great partner with us here on Golf Talk Radio. Check them out on the web at AvilaLaFondaHotel.com.
It is time to actually bring back, but for you listeners the first time, Mr. Sean Benson, the CEO and inventor of AccuLength. Very special kind of equipment in my heart, because I work with juniors and the first tee, as I know that Sean knows and then you listeners know. But this company has come up with a way to solve the problem of when should I buy my kids clubs? Should I let them grow up? What happens with, you know, when you get them, they're going to grow out of them, blah, blah, blah. These kind of things. It's the biggest question. When do I get kids clubs? Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Billy and Mike. Great to be on here.
Hey, what a pleasure it is to have you. We've met you a few times and talked with you. And again, I say it and I mean this. It's one of the most innovative and amazing, I want to say, inventions or the equipment that has come to golf in a long time. Juniors, as you know, is one of the fastest growing areas of golf. It's probably one of the only growing areas in the game of golf. Tell us about you, Sean, please, your background and where you hail from and things like that.
Absolutely. Well, just as a brief prelude to that, I would just state that what we're talking about here is a set of golf clubs that grow with kids as they grow. I'm not sure if I didn't have the privilege of hearing you guys prior to coming on. So that of course is our product. And in terms of my personal background, I'm a Midwesterner, so to speak. I grew up in a small town in Missouri and went through football career, sports career, I guess, all the way through high school and through college, and had a very brief stint on the pro side of things, and a little bit of that was more than enough. But at any rate, sports has really always been a big part of my life, and golf specifically. I remember I had my first set of clubs, I think, when I was 5 years old, and if I'm not mistaken, they were a ladies' set of left-handed Sam Sneeds. I think that was the only thing my parents could find that was anything other than an adult set.
I still have that set. You know, I'm lefty, and I still have it, man. That's exactly Blue Ridge, Sam Sneed.
That's right, the Blue
Ridge, man. And cut right down. And you know, you touched on it. I'm sure exactly when. And you just mentioned your club grows with kids, and most kids grew up. You chopped one down. It was a heavy metal shaft. It's a little too stiff, but you know what? So we still try to hit the ball and got it moving. With technology these days, the lighter the club, they can make it. But you figured out a way to let the clubs grow as the kids grow, kind of like buying sneakers. You know, we need tennis shoes every year or two. We got to get them into new shoes, but you can get them into new clubs at a very inexpensive way. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, I was, and just to mention once again for the folks listening, if they want to take a peek at this technology on our website is clubsthatgrow.com. So they can actually physically see a visual demonstration of what our technology is all about. I was playing. I was actually hitting some balls with a friend of mine back. It's hard to believe back in 1997, mid 1997 is when this idea first hit me, and we were out with his 3-year-old son who was just putting a ball on our tee as we would hit it on the driving range, and I made the quick comment to my friend why he had not bought his son a set of clubs yet. And next thing you know, the conversation was started, and I said, "Look, surely there's something out there that extends with him, so you don't have to buy a set over and over." And that was really the birth of the idea. And that was a Sunday, I remember, because that night I think Tiger Woods had won either his first or second golf tournament as a pro, and I know it was very early in his career at that point. Right. And just the combination of the idea and seeing a phenomenal athlete like Tiger Woods, that is clearly he was going to change the sport of golf probably forever. Those two things together went into my blender, and I just started working away at the idea. My dad's a mechanical engineer, and I told him said, "Look, there's got to be a way to create a product that will grow a golf shaft and maintain solid shaft integrity." And that's really the key, I think, that at the heart of our product is. We maintain solid shaft integrity, and I really believe until you see our product, it almost sounds too good to be true. But our product not only grows with the child, but our technology and the performance of that club grows as well.
And you know, you're right. It seems too good to be true, and you know, it's a parent's dream. Timing is everything, as you know, Sean. And it all happened when Tiger blasted on, which exploded junior golf. And which was one, isn't timing everything? It really is. But,
absolutely.
But you've got the parents' dream, because it's cost friendly, because you can't, there's so many kids want to go it. And I know as an instructor that the most important thing I know is the weight of a golf club for the kid, the lightness of it, so they really can swing it effectively. And so you can take your club, the lightest one, for our littlest person, and then as they grow up, you can add to it. And you say the integrity of it. So tell us how it really works. I mean, magically water it and it grows? I mean, how does it work?
But I tried Miracle Grow first. I thought that'd be the quickest.
I mean, if you spray it on, does it grow fast? I mean, come on, how does it work?
After a few tries, that didn't cut it. So, once again, just as a snapshot with our product line, the age range of this product line, based on average height statistics, is ages 3 to 13. We have four different sets. So we have four different size configurations that overlap. So no matter how tall a child is, boy or girl, right-handed or left-handed, they can come into our system, purchase a set. The worst case is you're going to add one spacer. Now, a spacer, that means nothing to most people listening. That is a 1-inch male-female threaded component that once it's installed onto that shaft, just at the base of the grip, there's a pre-applied epoxy, and that sits overnight, and it becomes a permanent part of the shaft. So that specifically is how we grow the club.
Wow.
That's made out of aircraft-quality aluminum.
So once you put it together, there's an epoxy in there that activates, and overnight it is permanent. There it
that
is.
That is correct.
Wow.
I got to ask you, Sean, how did you make the clubs durable and stable? You know, you consider the amount of swings and kids that are swinging, they're just learning, and there's
absolutely
impact, there's all this going on. And then you've got these spacers, which you can see on your website, clubsthatgrow.com. And you look at that piece together and you're like, wow, that's was the major obstacle, I would think, for you in the concept to begin with.
Absolutely, and the material that the spacer system or the extender system is made out of is aircraft quality aluminum. It's the same material that we fly around in on a daily basis in terms of aircraft. We tested a variety of materials in terms of strength and weight, et cetera, and of course cost effectiveness, which is, as both of you have mentioned, is a key component to the junior golf industry.
It's huge. So even though the club does grow with the child, they must come in different sizes, because how many little extenders are there could possibly be added? So if you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know that answer, but you don't start it tiny and then get up 7 different inches. So what is the recommendation for?
That's a great question. And going back to 2000, when we first created the final version of what this product looks like, we did Iron Byron testing. We did 5-year age accelerated testing for 0 through 4 spacers. And with over 5,000 hits per increment, we were not able to cause failure in that club. So we had 100% success rate with 0 through 4 spacers. So that's where we cap it off. A total of 4 spacers can be added to each club, which will accommodate up to a foot of growth in a child.
So they must come originally in different sizes.
That's correct.
And what sizes are those? It depends on a measurement. Is it a simple measurement?
You're asking about the size of the sets?
Yes. I mean, what age do you start, or is there a measurement?
Right. Yeah. The sets are built for the following age groups, and they're in 4-year increments. If you catch the overlap here, you go 3 to 7, based on average height statistics. They're built for 3 through 7-year-old. Okay. The next set is 5 to 9-year-old. The next set is 7 to 11, and the final set is 9 to 13. That's all based upon physician height chart average sizes.
And even a 13-year-old with the power generated, that's just still as stable as any other golf club.
Yeah, I actually had a couple sets of these built for me prior to putting them on the market. I mean, I'm 6'4", 250 pounds, and I'm a very hard golf swinger, not very consistent, but I do take pride in how hard I can swing.
Sure.
And I was unable to get any of these clubs to fail at the full extension myself.
Absolutely. Wow. Is brilliant. What number of clubs are available? Is it just a couple clubs in a set, or can you get pretty much a full set?
Yeah, in each of the sets, I pulled the top 100 teaching pros back in, once again, in the year 2000.
I remember that call.
and ask for along with yourself the other 99.
Yeah, the other 99.
Exactly.
Ask for your collective opinion on what set configuration would make the most sense for junior golfers, particularly when you're introducing them to the game. We ended up with a collective consensus from not myself, but from the top teaching pros like yourself, telling us that a fairway wood, pitching wedge, 7-iron, and putter are the essential core clubs that the children need in order to really get indoctrinated into the game. Now, so each of our sets come with that. All four sets come with that, with the exception of the smallest set, which is kind of our toddler series, and it's simply a 3-club set missing the 7-iron. We also have a complete line of drivers, hybrids, and fill-in irons for the top three sizes beyond that toddler set. So we can literally fill an entire golf bag out for children from the age of 5 to 13.
That is awesome. In case you guys are just joining us, Sean Benson, CEO and inventor of AccuLength Clubs. You can check out their website at clubsthatgrow.com. Sean, can you give us a price range on what you're looking at? And if so, does the price range change between age?
Absolutely. The price range in the junior golf industry, as you both well know, being very experienced in it, you know, the starter sets out there will range anywhere from about $100 to about $300, depending on which brand you're referring to. Our starter sets, the smallest set is $139.99. And our largest three sizes are all consistently priced at $179.99.
Oh,
so we're talking about roughly $45 a season for custom fit golf clubs for 4 years.
That's incredible. And then, and what about the little piece? Do the pieces come with it? The inch
spacers?
They do.
Yeah.
Do they come with it?
The spacers come. At the consumer level, when you receive your set of clubs, there is a pouch attached that has the first round of spacers that will accommodate any initial fitting that you'll have to do in terms of custom fitting.
That's amazing.
Also has a height chart and all the components necessary to grow the clubs at first.
You can actually buy a set of junior clubs for at the most $180 and have it for 4 years and fit the kid the entire 4 years.
That is correct.
It really is a dream come true for the parents. And all you parents listening or nephews, and Christmas is coming. You've got this, you got young people in your lives. This is the way to go, because, some people are afraid, and you know this, Sean, they're afraid to buy a junior set. I get it all the time. I don't want to buy a junior set because they're going to grow out of it. I hear it every day. It takes away the fear.
And I think one of our greatest challenges as a small but growing company is to, with the advent of the online opportunity to promote our product line, which has happened over the last several years, is to get people comfortable with the idea that these are genuinely very, very high integrity, professional grade product. And just to be very clear upon this, we've instituted a lifetime guarantee on this product line. By registering, once you purchase this set, we guarantee these clubs for the four seasons of golf that you play with.
That's something
that we recently instituted. Golf Digest in their publication last year selected us on their top 10 hot list, which is a extremely prestigious award, probably the highest award you could receive out there.
That is awesome. And I have to tell the listeners as well, I know that when you're buying clubs, even for yourself, and then you add kids into the mix, if you guys do visit their website, clubsthatgrow.com, and you've got a great little pull-down menu for the height of your child.
Right.
You check that out, you put in there, and all you do is you select the height, click go, and it'll give you the recommended set for your child, and you're good to roll. And then the lifetime guarantee that you said and all that. I mean, you can't beat that.
Sean, can you give us your contact information? I think you had a special offer for the ESPN listeners.
Yeah.
Could you tell us, please, that?
Absolutely. We have set that up, and it literally was set up this morning just in anticipation of us visiting today. If your listeners go to our site and make a decision to purchase a starter set of clubs, and in the buying process, in the checkout process, there's a promo code box available. And if they plug in ESPN in honor of our conversation today, they will receive, with our starter set, once again it comes with a fairway wood, pitching wedge, 7-iron, putter, they will actually receive a driver in addition to those clubs, a $50 value for free, just for listening today and taking advantage of a very limited time offer that we're offering through our conversation here today.
With your permission, can I blast this to my first team members?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of them aren't listening. They're out playing football and golf right now and stuff. But I would love to give them that offer if you don't mind, because we've got over 1,000 kids here on the Central Coast alone. So,
yeah, I would I would.
Is that okay?
Yeah, certainly welcome that. And okay. And like I say, for anyone listening, the offer is in place, and the code has been set up under ESPN, and that's a $50 additional product added to the mix. So you know, we certainly appreciate your collective interest in our product line, and it was great seeing you guys at the Fall PGA yeah. Show here in Vegas recently, and presumably we'll see you at the January show in Orlando.
Look forward to it, Sean. And actually, we appreciate what you're doing for our youth, and a brilliant idea. And it, we really, it's kind of exciting to watch people who come up with these ideas that really make it work. And you're one of those, and we thank you. Anything you'd want to tell us that we didn't talk about? Anything like that at all? Is something we didn't touch on?
No, I think okay. really, really, once again, appreciate the opportunity just to talk to, you know, to allow your listeners to hear about an innovative product that's out there that I still contend the vast majority of the golf world is not aware of. We have an extremely high integrity product and received literally every award out there and accolade yep. available from an equipment perspective, and now our mission is just to really become the household name for junior golf. So
absolutely,
it's gentlemen like yourself that give us that opportunity, and we sure appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Sean Benson, CEO and inventor of AccuLength. And Sean, this podcast will be up and running later today, and we'll send it to everybody. So thank you for your time. Good luck and continued success. We'll see you in Orlando.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Right, thank bye-bye. You, Sean.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, guys, we're going to take our second break of the hour. When we come back, we'll play a few games here and there. We might even have a caller that we haven't had on the air in a while, so you guys want to stick with us. Golf Talk Radio with Mike and Billy right here on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
We're back to Golf Talk Radio with Mike and Billy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Golf Talk Radio with Mike and Billy. Glad to have you guys with us on this beautiful Saturday morning. It definitely feels like fall on the Central Coast, no doubt about that. And we're going to get into some games here. I think what we'll do is we've got about 5-6 minutes, but call us at 805-595-3776. 805-595-3776. We've got a driver of the day for you, which is sponsored by Golfland Warehouse. And you can visit Golfland Warehouse on the web at golflandwarehouse.com. Phone number is 544-4653. That's 544-GOLF. Golfland Warehouse on the Central Coast here, California. Locally owned and operated, they have the latest products from Mizuno, Callaway, TaylorMade, Adams Golf, you name it, they've got it. Nick and the crew, Golfland Warehouse, 3536 South Aguirre Street, 544-4653. So again, if you guys...
Is it time to play?
It's time to do Driver of the Day.
If you're in your car and you're listening to us right now, thank you for that. And you're driving up one of the beautiful roads in this area, or even in Bakersfield, and it's just beautiful. I bet it's beautiful there today. I bet it's perfect in Bakersfield.
I'm sure it is.
I bet it is. So if you're driving out there and you guys want to give us a call, again, area code 805-595-3776, we'll put you on the line. We're going to ask you a simple multiple choice question, and we got a ton of prizes.
We got some Pure Golf grips to give away there. We've got cash in the cup cards to go for $10,000 at Avila Beach or Black Lake Golf Resort. We have rounds of golf to give you guys. As always, we are the most giving show on the Central Coast.
Without any question. And again, I got to mention happy birthday to my mom. I just love you, Mom, and I know that you're listening, so just thank you for that, and I can't wait to be with you. So please give us a call. We got a few more minutes before the national break. And speaking of Adams Golf, when can we make the big announcement? Is that next week's show?
I think we get. Yeah, I think we wait until we have everything
confirmed.
So I
teased a little bit there. Well, yeah. I'm excited.
I am too, because I've got a couple other ideas tagged in with that if that proceeds. So,
but big fans of Adams Golf. I'll start with there. I'm a big fan. Well, I've known the Adams family.
They're creepy and they're kooky,
but I know them for forever. I've known the Adams family. You know, Greg Brown and everybody's worked with the Adams family, and we've had Barney Adams on the show and many years ago. His daughter is local here in the Central
Coast. That's right.
But the Adams, and I was on their staff for many years. I mean, I played Adams when you used to tease me because I was old.
I never teased
you.
Yeah,
a little tease, but
no.
A little bit. You know, there was a little tease, but it's okay. You're getting older now.
Did I?
Well, that's kind of just, but I didn't take it badly. It was deserving.
You know, I'm just getting older. You know, you would think, but there's
I think I was just, I wasn't teasing as much as at the time Adams was you know, this was,
they're
premier, this was like 5-6 years ago.
They're the premier Champions Tour club.
At that time, they were, yes.
And they still are.
And they are, but now they're also making that move. You know, they made a pretty big move with their hybrid into the Pro Tours.
And you're getting older, so now you're starting to see the light. You're seeing the Adams light. You're seeing the light.
Wow, you're not kidding.
So
about getting older,
we're waiting for a phone call. You guys are listening. 5953. So here we go. We got a driver. We got a driver. Hey, Tom.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Nice.
Good,
how you
good,
doing,
good.
Tom? Where are you?
I actually just pulled into my office for a lovely Saturday at work.
Oh man,
the job of a counselor is never done. So okay, you still in your car though, Tom? Honk your horn.
Nice.
Now we know what he drives. Oh God, I know what he drives. Can't remember.
Come on now.
I can't remember. A little Beamer or something. What do you drive?
This happens to be a Lexus, an RX 330.
Oh,
wow,
man.
Mike was going to say that.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. You'll know this one, okay? So this is a good one for you. Here we go. It's which player was the first to reach the $1 million mark in a single skins game? I'm talking that they won $1 million in that actual skins game, not running total. I'm going to give you three choices.
Okay.
Was it Greg Norman, Fred Couples, or Tiger Woods?
Well, Fred Couples, I think, was a skins game king, so I'm going to have to go with him.
Do you know what? I would have gone with him, too, and he is the all-time money winner in the skins game. But
yep.
And he has won more than $1 million, I think, more than once, but wasn't the first to do so. So thank you, Tom. And you're working on Saturday? What's up with that?
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to do what you have to do.
Boy, we understand.
The other attorney's on vacation for 2 weeks, so I've got double duties.
We understand.
Will you visit the Straight Down next weekend just to see some great golf? Isn't it fun?
I'm going to try to, certainly. I'd like to every year. I used to work at it,
right.
But I haven't been able to do that the last few years, so I'm going to try to get out.
Well, I hope so. Thank you. What do you want?
I was going to say, Tom, we're going to send you something, so, you know, just go to the website. You know what to do, and we'll send you something just for calling
All
out.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, right, man.
Bye.
Again, that was our drive of the day. If you're driving in a car, we only have a few more minutes before we go to the national break.
Two and a half minutes.
So call now, 595-3776. 595-3776.
And we've got the multiple choice out there, a couple rounds of golf, cash in the cup cards, a set of Pure Golf grips for you that actually Dave Shemandel has agreed to put on at no charge.
So you're going to get them and put them on. They'll be installed. It's like getting tires.
Installed.
Imagine getting tires and you have to put them on yourself.
He's going to. Could you imagine that? What if golf courses, you know what would make it more exciting during tournaments is between nines if they had to change grips? And he's going into the pit.
I think let's go to Dougie from AG. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
I'm great. Is it safe to honk your horn? All right, man. Ooh.
That's a solid horn.
Solid horn. Nice car.
Yeah.
That car is a 2002. Between 2002, 2000, and 2000, that's where that car is made. What year is your car?
2002.
I see. I know the horns, man.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Which player was the first to reach $1 million mark in a single-season skins game? In one game, he makes over $1 million. Was it Greg Norman, Fred Couples, or Tiger Woods?
I'll go with the Shark.
He's going with the Shark. He's going with Greg Norman. Let's go to the judges.
Yes!
2001, he was the first to make over $1 million. I think he did it on the very last, I think it was a playoff hole for everything. So congratulations, Doug.
Hey, thanks very much.
He's got a bunch of...
Doug, you have a set of Pure Grips coming your way. So
nice.
We could send those to you, and we'll have them ready at either golf course, whatever you prefer. Just go to golftalkradio.com, and we'll give you a couple of cash in the cup cards as well, so you can shoot for $10,000 at Avalor or Black Lake.
Wow, thank you.
Okay, so all you got to do is go to golftalkradio.com, fill out the trivia form, and we'll contact you on how to get the grips and all that good stuff.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks,
Doug. Thanks for listening, Doug.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We got Shannon online. You want to see if she could... Do we have time?
What we were closing out right now, 30 seconds.
Shannon, we're sorry, nothing personal. Please call us back. We got a bunch of games in the next hour. Thank you, Shannon, for your time. Really, really appreciate it. You're listening to Golf Talk Radio with Mike and Billy here on ESPN Radio 1280, the Central Coast Sports Leader, and the Borderline Entertainment Network. Don't go away.